Walmart, the world's largest retailer, opened its first convenience store March 15th near the home office in Bentonville. Ozarks at Largest Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Walmart To Go, the brown brick, lime green accented quick stop, immediately catches your eyes. It stands on the corner of South Walton Boulevard and Southwest 14th Street in Bentonville. A half dozen patrons fill her up with Walmart brand gasoline, a few cents cheaper than the competition, beneath tilted awnings affixed with a large, iconic yellow starburst. And inside, that Walmart vibe.
You need a bag?
The small but cavernous store features lots of stainless steel and polished concrete. The walls lined with cold-cased dairy, beer, boxed fresh meals, drinks, even fresh produce. Dry goods aisles line the left side. On the right, lots of self-serve, from fresh fruit, Greek yogurt smoothies and milkshakes to hot crispy creams with cappuccino. And making the purchase at four centralized registers just takes moments.
Fast and friendly.
That's store manager Kelly Williams.
Peanut butter and jelly and pickles and ketchup and mayonnaise, and we have all the chips in the world you could want. Frozen food, you got frozen vegetables, frozen waffles, frozen toast, french fries, tater tots, ice cream.
And inventory is replenished from Walmart's massive supply chain.
We stocked it from the supercenter, which is about a half mile away.
And what about Walmart's EDLP, everyday low prices?
Absolutely. These are the same prices you have at the supercenter.
Which is counter to most convenience stores. Walmart spokesperson Betsy Harden.
So that's one thing that we knew would be the great thing about this store is providing customers with those low prices and the convenience of this new format.
Harden says lots of executives from the home office just down the street have taken to shopping here.
It's just a few blocks away, so people are coming down to check it out and to get their lunch during the day or to stop and get gas and take home dinner to their families at night.
Betsy Harden says Walmart To Go stocks roughly 3,500 products in this 5,000-square-foot store, compared to supercenters that stock 125,000. But Quick Marts are all about fast food and gas, although you won't find deep-fried chicken and fries fare here. Instead, the in-store Bentonville butcher and deli vendor prepares breakfast, lunch, and dinner to go. Small interior and exterior seating areas are available if you're too hungry to take the food out. And this Walmart To Go prototype aims to slice off a chunk of the prospering convenience store market. Jeff Leonard is spokesperson for the National Association of Convenience Stores based in Alexandria, Virginia.
There are about 151,000 convenience stores in the country. Their cumulative sales in 2012 were about $700 billion.
Traditionally, 70% of convenience store sales could be attributed to motor fuel purchases, 40% on tobacco, 15% on food, 15% on beverages, 10% on snacks. But that's changing, says Jeff Leonard.
You're really not able to make money selling gas anymore, and that is the core item that convenience stores sell. They make 3 cents a gallon or so. It still make money, but not much money. Cigarettes also, it's a category in decline that also has fairly tight margins. So you're seeing a lot of convenience stores move towards food, move towards fresh, move towards groceries. That's what you're seeing with a new Walmart.
But Walmart could have a corner on the growing quick check marketplace simply by girth of its supply chain, Leonard says.
When you strike deals with distributors, they're doing deals based on a case of this or a case of that as opposed to a pallet or a truck. So when Walmart or others are able to knock down those distribution costs, you can dramatically reduce costs and still have a healthy margin.
And Walmart To Go appears to have just one national rival.
When you look at the landscape of convenience stores, there really aren't any national chains besides 7-Eleven. There are an awful lot of regional chains that fit 10, 12 states at most, but one national chain.
And with time feeling ever more compressed, more Americans are patronizing convenience stores.
People want smaller formats. They want faster. They want to buy their time back.
And Walmart aims to capitalize on that under its Next Generation campaign. It has 20 new Walmart Express stores, 350 neighborhood markets, and a dozen Walmarts on campus. Another format is also being tested in Denver, drive-through pickups for customers who order online. Walmart spokesperson Betsy Harden says no other convenience stores are planned at this time, but the company also said the same thing after opening the first Express and Campus stores in Northwest Arkansas, clearly a convenient proving ground. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.